This is a HeadGum Original.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Byte Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Jake and Amir, two Jews that you can't forget. In 2010, they were big on the internet. But then three failed pilots, two rejected movie scripts, one last-ditch effort to try and stop their career from going to shit.
Segments.
Another podcast.
Segments.
Each app different from the last.
Segments.
It's the Swiss Army Knife of shows.
Now
meet your two pathetic hosts.
Segments.
All right, we're back.
This is our first episode since releasing the pod.
Nice. Yeah.
So that's people true. Know what it is.
Mm-hmm.
They've weighed in.
Yeah. They're clamoring for more.
Yeah.
They can't get enough segments.
Or less.
Or less.
Some people want a lot less.
Really?
Yeah. They're like, this one was good, but I hope it doesn't come out weekly.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Why?
I think they just don't want the option to have it in their feed.
Yeah.
Their feed is getting cluttered.
I hope it doesn't come out weekly.
Yeah.
That's absurd.
They want it to be like a bi-monthly thing.
A bi-monthly podcast? Is that twice a month or every other month?
Every other. The more rare one,
yeah,
for sure.
All right. Fair enough. Fair enough.
Actually, I've been reading some of the YouTube comments just to get some inspo for the segments.
Yeah.
And I will say, there is a cult following
for
changing the name to Segmania.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. I fucking knew it. I knew it, everybody.
It's not the majority.
Oh.
But there is people clamoring.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. A critical darling.
Correct.
To change the name to Segmania.
Yes. Not All necessarily right. a runaway hit.
Why don't we start next episode by saying, welcome to Segments, a.k.a. Segmania. We don't have to fully change the name.
Yeah, because we got the art now
right
on the screen.
And Segments, this title works with this podcast art for
exactly.
sure. Segmania would have to be, it'd have to be a whole
a page
new
one rewrite.
Thing. Yeah.
It Marika, wouldn't be this color scheme. It wouldn't be us. It would be black and white text.
Right.
It would look like
Segmania would be kind of cool. You know that like hypnotic circle?
Yeah.
It'd be kind of like that. So actually, never mind. Marika can
almost
do that.
Like black and white swirls with lime green accents.
Right. Segmania.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. And Marika, who spent a long time on this sort of branding.
Yeah.
We would like the noise that your computer makes when you're throwing something away.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
And that's on a whim, kind of, because we're not really even committed to Segmania yet either.
We'll see how it plays on the day.
My friend Jesse, huge wrestling fan, loves Segmania because it's like WrestleMania.
I told you before we launched Segmania, before Marika spent any time here, Segmania.
I was skeptical because it's not a word.
That's exactly why it's good.
Because
then
it's easier to search.
You search segments. What comes up when you search segments?
Nothing. Thousands of things. Yeah.
But Segmania, that's... that's us. We could trademark that.
Yeah.
We could copyright that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And people like the song.
That's good.
One of the most popular segments right off the bat, I would say, is the Poetry or No.
Yeah. Which is why we're bringing it back today.
First recurring segment.
Yeah.
Episode 3.
Where you'll reread Sadie.
I'll try to hope that you forget that
you perform at a poetry night. Slam poetry
You'll
style.
Never forget the name, Sadie.
Yeah.
You loved it a little bit.
I did not like it
very
much.
You didn't like it at all.
Well, actually, maybe now I can't really remember. I feel like...
Let me read it again.
Yeah.
On the show.
It was... I guess it wasn't bad. It was just clear that you wrote it.
It was clear that that was the first poem you've ever written. All right. The way the show works, I'm sure you guys are familiar by now. This is episode 3.
Yeah.
Each episode... 4 to 6 different segments. Mm-hmm. We're constantly changing, constantly evolving.
Yep.
You can watch the show on YouTube or you can listen to it wherever you listen to your podcast.
Exactly. I might be a little slow on this episode. I was vaccinated, double vaxxed yesterday.
Double vaxxed?
Yeah. I got the flu and the COVID. They also took blood from the right arm.
Which so I said was bad timing, but you didn't even consider.
Because I was like, well, this is actually great timing because I'm at the doctor now. So I don't have to make a vaccine
separate appointment.
So I didn't really think twice.
But like, now you're like out of sorts. Because today's a long day.
Yeah, long day.
Recording three podcasts and then playing
and then we're playing
paddle tennis
later. Yeah.
Right.
And I did not, I thought that I would just have kind of a sore arm last night and that would be it.
Yeah.
But the arm soreness turned to body soreness, turned to achiness, turned into I couldn't sleep, turned into I woke up and felt off.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
At its worst, were you like, oh, no, I can't come in today?
I never thought that I couldn't come in today. But at its worst, I thought maybe I'd have to cancel paddle tennis.
Yeah, like I can't move.
Yeah,
let alone
at the end of the
run
after podcast 3, I don't think I'll want to go play paddle.
Which is still in play.
Yeah, it's still in play.
Yeah.
When brother rented, we had the court for 1 hour and then he was like, I'm going to get it for two. Last time one wasn't enough. And now I'm like, oh, shit.
Yeah, now that I think back, last time was enough at one.
One was fine.
Yeah, we were gassed.
Yeah, maybe an hour and 10 minutes would be nice, which we might be able to do today if we show up a little early.
If anything, we should show up a little late at this point. We have 2 hour chunk.
Yeah.
We should really play from the half hour to the 90 minute mark so we can sort of bleed into both hours.
Oh, that's really smart.
And it is $125 we should
per person.
Per person.
Per person. Yeah. But that does not include
rentals. No.
The rackets. You also can't rent the balls. You have to buy the balls.
Yep. And you have to throw them away when you leave.
Right. Because why would you have them?
Yes, exactly.
All right. Let's get started. We're doing wavelength. Is
the first segment. We asked some of our listeners on Instagram and YouTube and Twitter, hit us up with segment ideas.
Somebody Venmo'd me $1 to give me their segment idea.
Was it good enough to read for $1 or we want to sort of...
I sent it to
there?
You and you said you didn't want to do it. So. Yeah,
but you said you like the precedent of sort of auctioning off the last second
of
the day.
Yes, exactly. Yeah.
So $1 is the leader in the clubhouse. Yeah, send us two. Right, let's see if you can beat it.
$25, I will get your segment on no matter what it thinks of it.
Yes, it's a fast track. Yeah. You'll goat see it. You'll basically spread your butt cheeks and write the segment on your anus.
What? For $25?
Yeah, for $25. That's a fucking smoothie at Erewhon.
Right, that's true.
More than enough.
Yeah.
Not with tip.
Not with tip. But I don't have to tip.
No. Yeah. All right. Segment one is sort of a popular TikTok game I've seen called Wavelength, where, I'll explain it as we play it.
Yeah.
Basically, I'm going to say a number to the camera.
Okay.
I guess we should say it audio-wise, too. So try to, like, close your ears and your eyes.
Okay.
Give me a la-la-la situation.
All right, so you're going to say the number right now.
And it'll be a number out of 10.
I'll hum something to myself.
Okay.
A la-la-la-la-lum. A la-la-la-la-lum. A la-la-la-la-lum.
4.
They call me Hot Stepper.
4. Did you see it?
How long were you doing it for?
Well, I was sort of trying to wait for you to be silent.
I shut my eyes. I sang Hot Stepper.
But
and then I opened them and you said 4.
Yeah, okay. That's fine. Like, that's fair, actually.
Yeah.
This is what we're going to do. Because I can't say it while you're singing.
Why not?
Because in the audio, it'll be like, while you're singing really loud, you're like, 4.
Okay.
It's like, I have
You'll
to wait
have to
till
do
you're
it.
Silent.
We'll have to do it in post. We'll have to do it
what
in
post. What if you leave the room?
Fine.
Oh, it sucks.
And give me an hour.
He's really leaving the room.
Okay. Jake's going to think I'm going to stick with 4 because I said, oh, I'll change it. And then I'll stick with 4. But I'm actually going to change it. I'm going to make it 9.
You saying 4 again?
You really almost came back too fast.
Really?
Yeah. Okay, so now that we all know the number.
Okay. Everyone knows the number but me.
That's correct.
All right.
And you're going to ask me to rank certain things, but you don't know what number I'm trying to guide you towards.
Right. Okay.
Okay. But I'm gonna be giving you answers that I think are a blank out of 10.
Yeah. Movies.
Okay. So a movie that I would rank that number out of 10.
Yeah.
Is... True Lies.
True Lies.
Yeah.
So it has to be pretty mid because you couldn't think of a really shitty movie or a really great one. Let's go Guess at Your Wedding.
Guest?
Yeah.
Let's go. Who's a
5?
In terms of attractiveness or just as a
no,
person
your
total,
relationship to them.
My yeah. relationship to right. that person or, is yeah. a blank out of
yeah.
10. We'll go Jeffrey.
Jeff James?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So you could be trolling him. So it could be pretty low, but I guess you like True Lies. How many things am I allowed to ask?
Let's say 5.
Okay. Breakfast.
The impossible sausage, egg, and cheese at Starbucks sandwich.
I see. So not 10 out of 10 because that's the turkey sausage for you. All right.
What are you
holidays?
Where are you feeling right now?
I'm feeling 7 or 8, I guess.
Got it. Okay.
Holidays.
Holidays. I'll go 4th of July.
4th of July. Pretty high, I think. You like 4th of July because you like barbecue sauce.
All my answers are barbecue sauce based. The sandwich also. All right, last guess.
Yeah. Vacation destinations.
Oh, interesting. Let's go New York for me.
For you. Wow. So I think ultimately low. I think I almost, part of me wants to say 4 again. I guess I'll go 6.
It wasn't 6. It was 9.
What?
Yeah.
9. Up
high but not perfect were my answers.
Wow. Yeah. Wow.
So Jeff is great but not perfect.
Yeah.
True Lies, not quite Terminator level, but like I really like that movie.
Interesting.
That sandwich is very good, but obviously not the GOAT.
Yeah.
And then New York I really like visiting, but I wouldn't say it's like my favorite place.
I think you really led me astray on that.
Yeah.
9 out of 10?
Yeah, 9 out of 10.
That's like near perfection.
Near perfection.
You think 4th of July is near perfection?
Yes.
I think Hanukkah, that should have been Hanukkah for you.
Hanukkah is good, but I don't like
the winter. It should have been Ben Schwartz for number 9.
Yeah.
And it should have been, what's the GOAT Starbucks breakfast sandwich?
The regular sausage, egg, and cheese.
Yeah. I think should have been the double bacon Gouda sandwich.
Well, it wasn't even, it was just breakfast in general.
Right, that's true.
Okay, let's play again with, I'll leave the room and you come up with a number.
Okay.
Just because that was such a poor showing by you.
Yeah, I think you led me astray.
La 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 lo.
La 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 4. La 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 4. They call me Hot Step 4.
I did think you would think I would say 4 again.
Yeah, I did. Okay. Now I want to say 4, but I'll say the number is 6. I'm going to think of all mids. And now we wait. That's how you do it fast, folks.
Did you do it?
Yeah.
Did I say who gave us this idea?
I doubt it.
Yeah, so I don't know if I said, but the guy who recommended this on Instagram, his name was Matthew Galuzzo. So right. Thank you, Matthew. This MD. Is also a game we played on the HeadGum podcast once, like years ago.
Nice. So. Okay.
Now we've gave proper attribution. I can try to guess your number out of 10.
I might have forgotten my number.
Already?
Yeah. Emma, can you hold up the amount of fingers?
You forgot the number that you said 18 seconds ago.
I was double vaxxed yesterday. And I'm tired.
I'm tired of you asking me about
All right.
it. Okay, you got it?
I have it.
Okay. Let's go TV show.
TV show. Billions.
Okay. Pretty solid, but not your favorite. Not like Entourage level or something like that.
Entourage.
Let's go clothing brand.
Clothing brand. Old Navy.
Mm. Okay. So I'm also in the 5 to 7 range right now. Solid, but not your faves. Let's go actor.
Actor. Actor.
Yeah.
Tobey Maguire.
The Old Navy of actors. Okay. I'm almost ready to commit to 5, but I'll give myself one more.
Okay.
Attractive guy.
Attractive guy.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Attractive guy. Let's go
Tobey Maguire again.
I don't understand how, because an attractive guy by definition would be higher on a scale.
Yeah, I guess, right? I'm thinking of like a really ugly person is a 1 and the hottest person you could think of is a 10.
Is a 10. Okay, so basically you're asking me to like Rank give an guy. Attractive, a guy for this number.
Yes, exactly.
Marty.
So now the game is just how hot do I think Marty is?
That's right. Or how hot do you think I think Marty is?
My number was 9?
Yeah.
Seven out of 10.
6.
Wow.
Yeah.
I was already feeling 6,
mm-hmm.
And yeah. I went a little bit higher because I felt bad that you would call Marty that.
A 6. Well, I think I'm a 7, and Marty looks like me.
I see. But you always want to be one step ahead.
That's right.
All right. Good game.
Good game. You were closer, but I think I answered the questions better.
Thank you to Squarespace for sponsoring this episode of our show. We love Squarespace.
That's correct. I use Squarespace over and over again, all the time. It is my go-to.
Yeah, you've built multiple websites.
Yes, yes.
It's kind of insane. You're like almost a Squarespace entrepreneur at this point. You must have made, what, 3, 5, 50 websites?
I am a mogul. Yeah, I am a scion of Squarespace.
So you know how easy it is to design, mm-hmm. and you don't need to know much programming, if any, at all, to create a professional-looking online store, portfolio, blog, vlog. Hell, you'll even create a slog.
I have created a slog. And it is a slog.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a secret vlog.
Right.
You can even purchase domain names through Squarespace. Jake, what did you find that people can buy right now?
Fly a bike. You've heard of fly a kite. Well, how about you fly a bike? That's where you tie a string to a bike and run with it and see if it will fly. And if it does, you'll post it on this website, flyabike.com. Thanks, Sharks.
That's pretty good, actually. Yeah. Mine is bikeafly.com, which is also available.
Really?
Yep.
You can bike a fly? That's good.
Yeah, you put a little flea on like a bike. Like, oh my God, look at this tiny little circus.
Yeah. All right. Cool. That's really smart.
So if you want to buy those domain names, or maybe somebody in your life is turning 50 and you want to buy them a website to show you how much you appreciate them, you can buy their fullname.com if it's available. You can do it all.
Gorgeous.
Yeah. And you can also do email campaigns. You can sell content. They got award-winning customer service. They even got a new AI tool called Squarespace AI to update written content on any website, product description, or email. So it can generate instant personalized results for your brand, which is kind of cool.
Very cool.
So to get access to all these cool features and more, just head to squarespace.com/segments to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain by using that code segments.
Baller.
Yeah, that's squarespace.com/segments to save 10% off your first purchase. And then when you're ready to launch, you'll just use that code segments.
Segments.
Thank you, Squarespace.
Thank you to Helix for sponsoring this episode of our show.
Oh, yeah, baby.
Jake, you love Helix. You sleep on a Helix.
I certainly do. That is correct. I'm proud to do it.
It's your favorite mattress. You know why? Because it's personalized to you.
That's right. I took the sleep exam. I passed the sleep test. I am certified, licensed, professional sleep, not quiz, test taker. Kind of like the bar, but for mattresses, folks.
Yeah, it says you take a Helix sleep quiz and you can find your mattress in under 2 minutes.
For some.
Super fast, super simple.
It took me 11 days to take that test.
Jesus Christ.
Yes. It was open book, but questions. I really wanted it to be perfect.
Of course it's open book. It's just how you sleep.
Not just that, but yeah, kind of.
And then Helix has a lineup of over 20 unique mattresses, including the award-winning Lux collection.
That's actually what I sleep on, folks.
Wow. So you take the quiz, and then they ship you the mattress. And all mattresses come with a 10 or 15 year warranty. So if you're sleeping on a mattress for so long, it might be time to upgrade. And the best way to upgrade is by going to helix.com/segments.
Right.
Then you take that quiz and you get 20% off all mattress orders and 2 free pillows if you go to that URL.
Damn.
So check it out. Go to helixsleep.com/segments and use the code HELIXPARTNER20.
Right on.
So the URL is helixsleep.com/segments. The code is HELIXPARTNER20. All one word. You get 20% off your mattress.
Right.
This is the best offer yet, and it won't last long.
No, sir.
So with Helix, better sleep starts now. It starts right now.
That's right.
Thanks, Helix.
Thank you.
Losers. All right, we're back.
Yes.
This is a segment I invented from scratch.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm pretty positive we got it as a suggestion.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, either way, I'll take credit for it. Have a conversation without using the letter A.
Okay.
So we're going to talk.
Yeah.
As two normal people do.
Right.
But if you say a word with a letter A in it, you'll lose.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Do you want to, because the first two episodes you've lost cash to me. You've lost $80 every time.
Right.
Do you want to put money on this one?
$80 every time? So I'm at 160.
You're at 160, yeah. Negative.
Right.
Or we can put the cash onto a different part of the show.
No, let's put the cash. Let's put cash on this. Is it another, are we going to do another 80?
We could do the 20 per time thing.
What do you mean the 20 per time?
Like every time someone loses, it's
okay, that's
20.
Good. Yeah, 20. All right.
And then we could do the 20, 40, 80 if you lose all three.
Right.
Okay. So this is me and Jake having a conversation. We'll try not to do too much of a delay, but let's see how fast we can talk.
Okay.
Without using the letter A.
Hey.
Hi.
What's up?
You just lost.
Really?
You just lost. What's up is instantly an L. Of course it's the third letter in what. You said hey, I said hi, you said what's up. Did you forget the game? Did you forget?
I was double vaxxed yesterday.
Fuck. Also, your hey was H-A-Y. I don't know how I figured that out.
Okay, let's do it again.
So that's 20. And that's just the first attempt.
Hello.
Hi. What's up? All right. Hello. Hi. Your turn.
Sup.
Good. Very good.
Right?
Yes.
Nice.
Nice indeed. Then... well, let's just discuss something.
Discuss things. Sure.
We could discuss corn.
Let's.
Sure.
Corn is... good.
Corn, corn is very good. Corn is very, very good.
When did you try corn?
When did I try corn?
1989? Unlikely. Very unlikely.
Why?
Well, for one thing, corn is fine.
Corn is fine. Yes.
Yes.
But I tried it in 1989.
Did you?
Yes.
Prove it.
How does one prove this kind of thing?
Wow. Receipts.
Sure. Let me dig up 9 receipts in which I consumed corn in 1989. Impossible.
He's right. He's right. I'm sorry.
And oh, and I fucked up.
Yes! And I didn't even notice.
Okay.
$20.
Yeah.
That's a wash right now.
Okay. So for the last 20, let's try to talk a little faster. Because when you say, take things slow,
yeah,
you can really,
it's too easy.
Yeah, you can really right. milk it.
Okay. Bye.
Bye?
That was so slow.
Okay, how about this? New rule, you can't repeat stuff. Because I've been using that as a crutch as well.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. Let's get started and good evening.
Where are you going?
Nowhere. You?
I'm off to...
To where?
The dentist.
The dentist. Indeed. Now.
Yes.
It's night.
No. It's noon.
It's not.
It
it's
is
2.
2 p.m. You're telling me it's 2?
In the morning. 2 in the morning. Right.
How could it be 2? When...
It just is.
When it is light out. There is...
What?
There is...
Oh, shit, I said what?
Oh, he did. He said what again, which was the origin of your first mistake.
All right, so I'm out.
It feels like we're playing a video game where I'm just like sprinting.
Yeah.
Like, it is 2 in the morning. I think that was fine.
This is, it's like, yeah, I thought I had you on the ropes. I was like trying to get you to talk faster, and then yeah. I got excited.
Say what? New words.
Wow, that was tough. All right. It felt good to... win some of my money back. Yeah. Ultimately, I'm out $180.
Yeah, you lost $20, but it could have been $80.
Yeah. Okay. Fine. That's that then.
Assholes.
New segment, impressions.
Impressions.
Neither of us consider ourselves good impressionists.
Uh-huh.
But we're also not terrible. I feel like I'm still playing the A game.
Yeah.
Neither of us.
Oh, shit.
So this game is we're going to alternate doing impressions.
Uh-huh.
And we're going to try to have Emma,
mm-hmm, our producer.
Our producer in the room with us, guess our impressions.
Right.
Whoever gets more impressions to be guessed correctly wins.
And you're saying you have to say the same sentence every single time.
Yeah, because like if it's Homer Simpson, I can't have you just say dough.
Right.
That's not a good impression. You just know what that character would say.
Right.
I think we should choose a sentence that we should say this in different ways.
Okay.
So what's an example of a sentence? It's kind of like the quick brown fox jumped over the lazy dog. What's
yeah.
a good sentence that would give you the ability to put your own little flourishes on it?
Yeah. Where's the bathroom?
Oh, yeah.
Can I have directions to the bathroom?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
maybe it doesn't have to be verbatim, but like you're basically a guy who really has right. to pee
okay.
or a girl.
Yeah.
And then
so you're asking, where's the bathroom?
Yes, exactly. In your own way.
All right. Great.
Okay. So Emma, can you see us?
Yes. I'm looking at the live edit, but I can see you both.
Okay. So I can do it right into this camera.
Yes.
Okay.
Straight to cam.
So this is my first
impression. And this one's me, number one?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
First impression. Ready? Where's the bathroom? Where's the bathroom? All right, do you know who that was?
Are you doing Trump?
Nice.
No.
What are you doing?
I was doing Robert De Niro.
Yeah.
Emma sucks at this game. I'm
no,
good.
You suck.
Now you're going to do Trump.
Wrong. Emma.
It's a really good bathroom.
Where's the bathroom? Can you tell me where the bathroom? Can you believe this? Where's the bathroom?
Was that your impression?
Yeah.
De Niro.
No, Emma.
No, that was Trump. I know.
Yeah. All right. No, that was cheating. All right.
Okay.
Emma, where's the bathroom, baby?
Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Yes.
That's good. I should have done Arnold.
That's right.
Okay. Next one. Hey, Emma, where's the bathroom?
No idea who that is.
I don't know.
It's Marge Simpson.
Is that really true?
Yeah.
Okay. Emma. So, now, Emma, where's the bathroom?
You didn't change your voice at all. It's just a visual affectation.
This is the worst Obama I've ever seen.
It's not Obama.
Who is it?
Clinton.
Oh, okay.
I did not have sexual relations with that woman.
Bathroom.
But Obama does the hand. No?
Oh, yeah, Obama does?
Yeah, he goes.
Fuck. So does Clinton.
Maybe.
Clinton
Obama would have been a good one. Nah, I can't use it. Okay, I'm trying to think of a very impressionable person.
Fuck.
Arnold is good.
Yeah.
If you have another one, you can go.
Okay. Hey, Emma, come on. Where's the bathroom?
Oh, this is your best impression. She's got to get it.
Where'd it go? Where's the bathroom? Come on.
I don't know.
That's right.
Yes. Nicole stepping in and getting
it. Nicole's covering my ass.
All right, that's good. We have two producers back there. So if one of them knows.
Gets it, yeah.
All right. So I'm.
And I feel like Nicole would have got Marge Simpson, too.
What did you think, Nicole?
No, that was the one that I was like,
That was not a good Marge Simpson.
That was the one that I thought was the best in my mind.
I thought I was going to nail Clinton, but I think I only know how to say, I did not have sexual relations with that one.
I did not.
Where's the bathroom? Where's the bathroom? Can't do it.
What's another celebrity that I think I can do?
This was your fucking segment idea. You can't
think of fucking stole Schwarzenegger.
You did Wall Merge Simpson, and you can't think of a third.
You
Marge
took
Simpson,
the
by
ones.
The way, not a celebrity.
Yeah, she is. She's probably one of the most famous female cartoons of all time.
You only thought of this because I was doing Homer outside.
I got it.
All right.
Oh, hey, Emma. Where's the bathroom?
I feel like the impression's great, but I have no idea who it is.
Nicole?
What's his fucking name? From Family Guy? Cleveland?
Yes! Yeah. She got it!
It's Cleveland from Family Guy.
The shoulder movement, was that like a part of it?
No, that was me sort of being stressed out.
Oh, hey, Emma. Where's
the
bathroom?
But he had to pull it out.
Yes, that's correct.
All right, so it's 1-2.
Yeah.
We've each gone thrice.
Yeah.
Okay.
and we've each Emma's gone... crying.
Now, Emma, where's the? Oh fuck, no, that's not right. Hold on, give me a second.
Are you doing butt W? Or are you doing George Bush?
You can only do presidents.
I'm just gonna do a Southern accent and say yes to whoever you guess. Okay. All right. Hey, Emma, where's the bathroom?
I think I know it. We're just only getting each other. Wait, if you don't get it, I'll let me
Nicholson.
Try to do this.
Yes, it was Jack Nicholson.
That's correct.
Were you gonna guess Jack Nicholson?
Nice.
Where's the bathroom?
I think Nicole is just good at this game.
I think I'm the problem.
We suck.
I'm like fighting for the points right now.
Somehow Nicole just won $80 All right, let me see if I can fart out one more. And I'm starting to realize all my impressions are of cartoons.
Uh-huh.
But now that I know you watch Family Guy and The Simpsons.
I don't.
You do. You do. You obviously do.
I watch The Simpsons.
Oh, you
That's
do?
Not why okay, I okay, couldn't okay, get okay. Marge Simpson, okay, to be okay, very clear. Good.
Ready?
Hey, Emma, where's the bathroom? Hi.
I've never seen you make that noise before.
You know who that was?
No,
it's Professor Frank from The Simpsons.
Do your Anthony Kiedis asking for where the bathroom
oh,
yeah, yeah. is.
Oh, I can do it. Okay, look, a new one.
Up, where yeah, is yeah, the yeah. bathroom?
Oh, hey.
No, that sounds like Cleveland.
That's Cleveland again.
Yeah. Where's the bathroom? I'm trying to do
That's Kermit.
Kermit. Yeah. All right, do you have a last one?
I did. I truly did, and now I lost it. I forgot.
I feel like I could do Obama.
Okay.
Where's the bathroom?
That's pretty good.
Yeah. Thank
you. What do you guys think?
That wasn't bad.
Jack Nicholson?
I wouldn't have gotten it, but it wasn't bad.
You said it beforehand.
I feel like the impression of the day was Marge, and nobody got it.
Yeah. Marge was a 4 out of 10.
Where's the bathroom, homie?
Yeah.
Homie.
Oh, that was good.
That's good.
Not terrible.
Yeah. All right. Do you guys have one for us?
The Marge one was pretty good.
Where's the bathroom? Oh, okay, I do. I don't know if you're gonna get it.
See, it's pretty hard when you're put on the spot like that.
I think we should have been allowed to say an iconic line of every single person.
Yeah,
but that's too easy.
Just redo the segment like that.
Yeah.
Where is the bathroom? No, that's not good. That's not at all what I was trying to
do. That's the issue with this segment.
You don't know how it's going to sound.
You don't. You're like, oh, I can do this.
Yeah.
Although
I got most of yours.
You guys got Marky Mark? Nobody got my
Marky Mark. I didn't know that. No, Nicole got it.
All right, great. That was a wash. I think I won, but it doesn't feel like that. Did we put... $160 on it.
180.
Yeah.
We said.
I think we said 180 at the end of the day.
Dipshits. This is one I like to call explain it to me like I'm five. Teach me something.
Right. Okay.
But you don't know what I'm going to ask you.
Yes.
I'm going to ask you something I've constantly been wondering about but never looked up.
Yep.
And you're going to have to explain to me how this thing works.
Off the top of the dome.
Correct.
I have no idea what you're going to ask. Okay.
My question is, how do they make tofu?
Well, can I use the A's or no?
You can use any letter, yeah.
Okay.
Because it's like this brick of what? It's like a spongy brick. But then what's the process? Walk me through
Well, that. Tofu comes from beans.
Correct.
Yes. And they get kind of, you have a silk screen, kind of like a screen, like a press, cheesecloth. Et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah.
So you're squeezing the juice out of the beans, and then you're constantly hydrating the beans, squeezing the bean juice into a bean paste, and then you're going to allow that to dry in the sun.
The paste dries.
The paste dries, and it looks like a big old sheet. And then you
doesn't the cheesecloth. So, oh, you're saying you're discarding the water, and what's left is the fiber of the bean.
Yeah, exactly. That's exactly right.
And then the bean paste.
Yeah,
they sort of just mold that
condense
into
it. Yeah. So you have a whole bunch of beans, but that's not tofu until you push all of the water out, extract all the water.
So tofu is just beans without the water,
essentially.
Essentially, but it's weird because beans come in all. Colors, but they tofu is a very specific.
They don't come in all colors.
Beans do.
No, they don't.
There's red beans, black beans.
That's actually a misnomer. It's a common misconception. All beans are gray.
And they're dyed that certain color.
Yeah. that part you weren't wondering about.
Backing it up.
Yeah.
Are there bean seeds? How do they grow beans?
You plant a bean, and then that turns into a bean tree.
There's no bean tree.
Yeah, there's no bean tree.
Bean isn't a seed.
Bean is not a seed. A bean is a bean.
So there are seeds for beans?
No. A bean is a bean.
Yeah.
A bean is a bean is a bean.
Correct.
That's how it's always been.
That's really good.
But no, yeah, there are bean bogs. Seeds.
Bogs?
Bogs of beans.
But they put seeds in. So there are seeds for beans.
No. A bean is a seed for a bean. You're saying any bean can be planted in a bean tree.
In the right environment, yeah, beans will grow there.
What about rice?
Rice is an interesting one. That's bog-based. That's a rice paddy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, like, how are they making that? Are they putting seeds down and then rice grows?
Yeah.
Seeds are... So you can get a rice seed.
Yeah. Rice seed. Yeah.
You can get a rice seed.
A rice seed. Yeah.
And you put it in the ground. Because
they're kind of like... I imagine they're like lily pads.
And then what? What does a rice tree look like?
What does a rice tree look like? There is no rice tree.
It's like I've seen like it's in apples being harvested. What does it look like when you harvest rice?
I think they grow like on top of water.
So what does that mean? Like little individual rice like things,
yeah.
Grains of rice just emerge from the water,
right?
Or are they in a plant?
I have to know. They. It's a plant. What did I already say? Rice fields, rice
bogs.
Rice
bogs. They're grown on water.
Yeah. They're grown on water.
But is it a plant, like green plant, and then there's rice, grains of rice in the plant?
Yeah. The plant is underneath the water. The rice is part of the plant, but then it rises to the top, and then you rake the rice off.
So, like, grains of rice are just falling off this plant?
Yeah, they're being plucked off and floating to the top, then the farmers kind of rake them.
So, individual grains of rice are part of this green rice plant.
Yes.
And you've seen rice plants before. You can buy a rice plant that makes rice at home?
Not here. Not here.
But it's, like, the most popular food on Earth.
Yeah, but they're not. I mean, we don't grow rice in America.
Nowhere in America grows rice.
No.
So where's people growing rice?
Asia.
In Asia, people grow rice.
That's right.
And it's water plants.
Yep.
And then
rice
the water.
Patties.
Right. And the plant grows to the tall, like tall above the water.
That's right.
And then where's the rice grains in that plant?
I hate this segment. This segment is actually fucked up. You're as dumb as I am. You don't know the answers either.
No.
Wow.
Well, that's what I'm asking you.
Right.
I'm hoping that you can explain it to
and
me.
And I did.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But you don't know. You're just guessing.
I'm guessing, of course.
Yeah.
Can we learn now?
Oh, you want to actually know the truth?
We have to.
Yeah, I don't know the actual truth. That's
I have to look it up.
You have to. Okay, let's take a break. We'll look it up, and then you'll have the real answers for us after these messages.
Okay.
Thank you to Rocket Money for sponsoring this episode of our show.
Wow. Very excited.
Jake, did you know nearly 75% of people have subscriptions that they just completely forgot about?
I did know that, but only because we've done one of these ads before, and I was floored when I found out.
Yeah, streaming content, you download an app to learn a thing, and then 13 months later, you're paying $6.95 for a flexibility course that you haven't taken since 2022. Mm-hmm.
You're stiff as a board. I mean, my God.
That's going to happen. Well, thank you, because Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower those bills so you can grow your savings.
Beautiful.
Rocket Money sort of scours your bill. They say, get rid of this, this, that, and the other, and then you can suddenly find yourself with some extra cash in your pocket.
Exactly right.
Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has saved a total of $500 million in canceled subscriptions. Holy smokes.
Really good.
An average of $740 a year when you use the app's robust features. You found some stuff on Rocket Money that you canceled, right?
Yes. Yes.
I mean, you don't have to name names, of course, but like what? You saved, I thought you said close to $1,500, $1,600 a month?
That's, hey, easy does it.
A lot of gray area, quasi-legal,
kind of
dangerous subscriptions that Rocket Money found.
That wasn't me.
And canceled.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and actually now I want them back.
I'm scared without them. So stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/segments.
Oh, yeah.
That's rocketmoney.com/segments. rocketmoney.com/segments.
Segments.
Thank you, Rocket Money. Thank you to BetterHelp for sponsoring this episode of our show.
Oh, yeah, baby.
It can be easy to ignore your social battery and spread yourself thin, but that's not helping anybody.
Right on. It is not.
If you're feeling depressed or anxious about the state of the world or some sort of interpersonal relationship you're having with family, friends, loved ones, your job potentially.
Mm. Oh, yeah, that's true.
The best way to help yourself out of life's difficult situations is to talk to a professionally licensed therapist. And the best way to find a therapist is with BetterHelp.
Exactly. right.
Finding a therapist used to be so difficult. You used to like have to ask a friend of a friend, drive to a waiting room, give it a shot, see how it goes. But with BetterHelp,
right.
You just fill out a brief questionnaire, you get matched with a licensed therapist right away, and you can switch therapists at any time for no additional charge.
Perfect.
And you know the whole thing's online too.
Oh yeah. So you don't have to drive somewhere. You don't have to sit anywhere. You can just log on from your house. You can even text your therapist, which is very nice.
That's cool. So find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Just visit betterhelp.com/segments today to get 10% off your first month. Therapists can be very expensive. With BetterHelp, they're affordable. And if you go to BetterHelp, help.com/segments, you'll even get an extra 10% off their already more affordable price for your first month.
You'll love to hear it.
So treat your mental health seriously. Take advantage of this great offer. That's BetterHelp, help.com/segments.
Segments.
Thank you, BetterHelp.
Okay, we're back. I learned everything I need to know about how rice is grown.
Yeah.
It sounds kind of like farmers plant their rice fields. They plant their rice
crops.
There are seeds.
Okay.
And then it's a semi-aquatic plant, meaning they don't just water the field.
So you were right about that.
Yeah. So they flood the field.
Hmm.
I feel like I remember this just from like a Vietnam class in high school about the Vietnam War.
Oh, interesting.
Because I remember like seeing videos about their rice paddies there.
Mm-hmm.
So then the fields are flooded. The rice plant grows to a height of, it says, 3 feet.
Wow.
And then the fields are drained and the rice is plucked.
Yeah, but I'm curious, not that you have to answer, but I am curious about like what that looks like, plucking rice from a plant. I've never seen that before.
Yeah.
And rice is like the most plentiful thing on earth. You think it's like, when I can imagine an apple tree and apples,
right.
But rice is
plucking
like,
the tiny little
so much
grains.
More. Yeah, yeah, there's grains.
I'm sure there are machines that pluck all of the little grains.
Yeah.
But
I'd like to see a time lapse, basically.
Yeah. There are some videos. We could watch them.
I'd like to watch a time lapse of a rice plant.
Yeah.
And then
time lapse rice.
Yes. This is the crossover between the HeadGum podcast and us.
Our collab.
Yes, exactly. Exactly rice, I should
exactly
say.
Exactly rice.
I was going to ask you also about how stocks work, like when they say the stock price goes down.
Oh, yeah. That I feel like I understand more, but I also couldn't explain it.
Yeah. It's a tough one for sure.
Yeah.
Shameful. All right. Last segment. You know what time it is. It has to be our first recurring segment of the week.
Poetry or noetry?
I should say of the pod, really.
Right.
So this is week three. We're already out of ideas. We have to bring it back by popular demand, poetry or noetry. But the twist is, now it's time for me to guess your poem.
That's correct.
You think my poem, Sadie, sucked? Wait till I hear yours.
My shitty ass poem.
I have less of a perception for this kind of stuff. So
that's
you are more likely to fool me.
Did you tell me the titles of your poems? I think you did, right?
Last Leaf Before Autumn was the right one that you cried at.
Yeah, that one is very good.
Yeah.
I found a poem that I was going to read to you, but then I started crying as I was reading it, and I was like, I'm not going to cry.
And that was the one you wrote.
Yeah.
Yes.
I am reading one of my favorite poems today.
Okay.
Okay. This poem is called Shampoo.
You wrote it. Thank you for watching, everyone.
You got it.
And I rate it out of 10, right?
Yeah, that's right. Ocean breeze, blowing, bubbling, bonding to each tendril of hair, smelling familiar, not of salt or sand or seafood, but of the mother who drew up baths, floating little boats toward my chubby kid body, laughing as if nothing would change. I now shampoo myself, trying to forget her number in the kitchen, on top of the fridge, in the basket, under my coupon book, as the suds whisper, the smell of ocean breeze permeates each hair and hangs on like a child to her mother.
Okay, you were talking about giving your daughter a bath yesterday.
This
so
is true.
Maybe this is your interpretation of that, or just a happy coincidence, because it does look like you were sort of affected by that.
But you also know that I tried really hard in my poem, so I could make myself cry.
Right. You could also have done like your version of the shower / bath poem.
Anything's possible.
This next one's called Conditioner.
This poem is called In the Dark We Crush.
Crush?
Yes.
Okay.
Crab apples for the sound of it. Light cannot be bitter. The backyard licks us. Blue like kindling, the fox we caught with the shoebox. Your shirt is a constellation in the tent of recovery. If you release the hand, you relax the animal. Bookshelves hold up the moon. I sweep your fur into a feeling. I put you into my memories on purpose. Moss smuggles stars into your cheeks. Inside your body's future, bravery turns to pulp. The flashlight pendulum.
Not over yet.
Not done. The flashlight pendulum. Your face sounds like that record player. Electric and spinning. Let's grow old together. Don't be scared of Gertrude Stein. Be brave.
Okay. last one.
Autumn's long past.
So this is sort of the last leaf before winter style seasons. Poems love seasons.
Yeah.
They're obsessed with the passage of time.
As I was looking, there are a lot of recurring buzzwords.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Tendrils and themes. Mm-hmm.
Many tendrils.
Yeah. Fireflies mm-hmm. and stuff like that.
Smoke often. Yeah. A pot-bellied stove.
Leaves.
Jewel reed and hawk song. The Chevron parking lot in the gloaming. What question don't you know the answer to? A rabbit cage in the potting shed. Embers of your cigarette in the dark.
Cigarette. That was from the fucking last leaf of autumn. You're obsessed. Keep reading.
Where did you learn such a thing? Hold on, I'm getting a call.
Holy shit, it's Gertrude Stein.
Streetlights flicker like your eyes, like the last light of one more goose summer. Heads turned as shadows grow longer, reaching.
Okay. I'm pretty sure the first one is the one that makes you cry. So I'll eliminate that one.
You're eliminating shampoo.
Eliminating shampoo.
Okay.
So then I'm down to the one about Gertrude Stein.
Mm-hmm.
Do not be afraid of Gertrude Stein. Let's grow old together or something. And then that last one, which is like, again, cigarettes in a parking lot, Chevron, very mm-hmm. like Americana.
Right.
The second one was pretty long for you to write. It like took you a minute to read it. I don't even remember what it was about. What was that one called?
That one was called In the Dark We Crush.
Which sounds like a title you'd come up with. And then what was the last one called?
Autumn's Past.
Yes. Okay.
A Tale from Autumn's Past.
So I...
Autumn's Long Past.
Yeah. I think if I had to guess, you wrote the third one. Because the second one was kind of long and involved, and the third one had cigarette and parking lot and gas stations involved, which I know you liked from 2 weeks ago.
So you don't think I wrote shampoo?
I do not think you wrote shampoo.
You're correct.
You did not write shampoo.
I did not write shampoo.
Shampoo is the one you love.
No, I just discovered it yesterday.
Oh, okay.
And I do love it. Yeah. And it did kind of make me cry as right. I read it.
Because it sort of evokes the generations yes. of you getting bathed and then you giving a bath.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. In the Dark We Crush, yeah. One of my favorite poems.
I wrote it. But I am able to appreciate it.
And I wrote Autumn's Long Past.
So I guess correctly.
You did.
So the second poem is one you love.
Yeah.
About the passage of time, growing older together or something.
Yeah, it's kind of like nostalgia.
Yeah. Yeah. And now let's read
the third one was about too, but
let's read your poem quite again. Not. And I will be discussing and dissecting it at length, Sadie style. What was it, a fucking Chevron? It took place in a fucking parking lot?
I tried to use a gas station that you would think I wouldn't use.
Hess, on a road in Wisconsin. Read me the cigarette line, because you did steal it. I honestly think it's plagiarism. I feel like what you did was illegal.
It's funny because I did steal cigarette, but not from that poem. It was from a different one that I was reading when I was trying to.
But that one also had cigarette in a parking lot, like the cancer.
Yeah, it was cigarette in the car, in the cornfields.
Yeah.
Yeah. embers of your cigarette in the dark. So what I tried to go for,
and it's called The Last Leaf of Autumn.
Autumn's long past.
Yeah. Yes. Seasons.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yes. Classic actually, theme. Autumn's from when I was in high school. That okay. was what I was pulling from.
Okay.
Some of it was random, but then some of it was I tried to make personal. So I think that's where I maybe got tripped up.
Let's start from the top, actually.
Jewel Weed and Hawk Song.
Jewel Weed?
Jewel Weed. That's my sister's nickname.
Okay.
Okay.
Hawk Song is...
We just like hawks.
Got it.
So kind of just like... Me and my sister
You're
hanging
setting
out,
the stage.
Setting yeah. the stage. Chevron parking lot in the gloaming. I just like...
Just seeing a distanced a gas station that's still lit while everything else is dark.
Yeah.
Branded.
You know, like a ghostly gas station.
A nice
the light
like, yeah, oil
post
on campus.
Sunset, but before it's dark.
Goose sunset. What is that?
Goose summer is something I found out yesterday from Emily, which is kind of when the summer lasts until the fall.
Goose.
Yeah, they call it a goose summer.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So yeah, kind of just thinking about autumn, but like that one more warm
exactly.
day.
Exactly. Oh, yeah. It's 81 degrees yeah. in October.
80 in October. Right. I could have called it 80 in October.
Right. Yeah. But that's too much similar to right now.
Well, that would have been nice though.
Yeah.
Anything else you have? Oh, I had the line, a rabbit cage in the potting shed before I had the wood stove in the potting shed.
But you're like, what this would is you... too obvious.
Yeah, I was like, wood stove?
Yeah.
He's going to call my ass out. So I came up with a really random thing.
Which is?
Rabbit cage.
Yeah.
But no.
Unrelated to anything.
Because really what tipped it was the cigarettes.
What was the line, cigarette line?
Embers of your cigarette in the dark.
Embers of your cigarette in the dark.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that feels like kind of just like a generic poem line.
It was. Yeah. It was. This was actually this is probably the one line from the first pass that lasted.
And then how does it end?
Heads turned as shadows grow longer, reaching. That's death coming for everybody.
Yeah, that's pretty good. Mm-hmm. I like the idea of shadows growing longer as the sun is setting.
Yeah.
Have you ever written a poem? Because you really like poetry. Have you ever taken a stab at it yourself?
I've written...
Beyond that?
Yes, one poem.
Not just that?
Yeah. I wrote a real poem.
What are you calling this one?
That's horse shit.
You fucking
I
called it out.
I farted that out. It only took me like 8 hours yesterday.
I painted it. Emma, did you like that? You're a poetry appreciator. What were your thoughts when he was reading it? Were you thinking critically?
I didn't know which one was yours, to be fair.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Yeah. High compliment. Did you like that first one?
Yeah, it's fine.
Shampoo didn't speak to you?
It was okay.
Yeah. I'm more of a two-in-one conditioner kind of guy.
That's incredible.
Way in below, Sadie versus Autumnal Leaf in a parking lot.
Autumn's long past. Autumn's long past.
I should have known. I should have known with more conviction.
Yeah.
I mean, the segment is gold.
Right. One of us has to get the other.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think you were a little more certain because you got a keen eye towards real poems versus nah.
Mm-hmm.
For me, I'm like, these all sound vaguely in the same realm.
Yeah. I feel like the deduction for yours was like, I tipped my hand with the first one.
Yeah.
And then the second one was too long.
Too long,
and
yeah.
And for yours, I was like moved by the first one. And then the other one was a haiku. Yeah. And I was like, you wouldn't have done a haiku. Not for this segment.
Yeah. I feel like the shorter it is, the more easy it is to fool. Like if I came up with a haiku and read three other haikus, you wouldn't necessarily know.
Definitely.
But the more I talk, the more I give away.
Yeah.
It's like when you're examining someone and you think they're lying, you want them to keep talking.
Right.
Because they'll eventually trip over themselves.
Yeah.
That's why for you to write that second one, I'm like, this is so long for you to like keep going on and on.
Yeah.
And you love that one, the Gertrude Stein one?
Yeah, that's a great one.
That one's also about just getting older.
Yeah. You release the hand, you relax the animal. Very cool.
And Goose Summer. Oh, wait, no, that was the one I wrote.
Oh, that was my beautiful shit.
They're all starting to blend together. Actually, write this down. Magical tapestry weaving on a loom in, out.
It's all about cigarettes and empty parking lots.
Poets love
gardens,
seasons,
rivers,
and cigarettes.
Maybe I'll try to write a Mary Oliver poem.
That's cool. I don't know who that is.
Really?
Yeah.
She's one of the most famous poets.
I feel like we learned a lot today.
Okay.
Impressions.
Rice. Yeah.
Poems.
Mm.
Wavelength. What was the third one?
And of course.
And of course.
The first segment we did?
No. The first one was Wavelength. Second one was Impressions, I thought.
No.
Oh, the letter A. Talking about the letter A.
Nice.
It's funny. How quickly we forget.
Let me write this down.
She closes a textbook. It's a distinct thud she hasn't felt since 11th grade. Dennis Quaid? Tip, tap, tip, tap. You don't fucking know how to write poems, man. I don't know what to tell you.
It wasn't Sadie. What could be?
All right. Again, thank you for listening. Thank you for watching. Thank you for your segment suggestions.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, keep them coming.
And we have more of us on our Patreon, patreon.com/JA.
Yeah.
Who knows what segments will leak onto there?
That's true.
So far, it's just us watching Jake and Amir videos.
Yeah, but we could do extra segments over there.
That's good. Anything is possible / probable.
Yeah.
And we'll be back, of course, next week. Goodbye, everybody.
That was a HeadGum Original.
Hey there, podcast listener. Good news. We're doing another HeadGum Happy Hour in New York City.
Whoa, that's amazing news. Amir, why don't you tell the folks when and where it is?
Okay, fine. It's Tuesday, May 7th at 7:30 p.m. at the Bell House.
Okay, and why don't you tell everybody who the fucking hosts are?
Yeah, that would be us. It would be, we're hosting it. It's Jake and Amir.
Okay, and how about this, you little piece of shit? Why don't you tell everybody who is going to be performing? Who is this show featuring?
All right, I don't appreciate being called that, but it is featuring Charlie Bardet, Natalie Rotter-Laitman of Exploration
And why
Live.
Don't you tell them, excuse me, why don't you tell them who else it's featuring?
Yeah, Millie Tamaras and Elise Morales of the Go Touch Grass podcast, and
some surprise guests as well.
More, yes.
And Mir, why don't you go ahead and close this out now? You say something like, thanks for listening, we'll see you at the show, or something like that. Why don't you go ahead and do that?
I will. It's
can you do that?
So go buy a ticket at headgum.com/live, and we'll see you there.
All right, bye.